says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks. In our final hour, let me bring you another news tidbit here.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
I'm getting a message here on my board. Let's see here. Let me see what. Okay, got a message there. Is that coming from you, George? That typed message I've got on my board.
Yes, I have a Richard Spencer article. It has pretty good boil down of the relationship between Trumpian populism and the alt-right, which I will call us. There's some really good stuff in there.
Okay, we'll go to that. Just a little news update on Trump appointments. The word is that the current head of the National Security Agency, the NSA, Admiral Mike Rogers, is being put forward by Donald Trump as his director of national intelligence, and that that Admiral Mike Rogers traveled to Trump Tower to interview with Donald Trump on Thursday, and people within the Obama administration are having a freak out about this for some reason. I don't quite understand why they're freaking out, but all I need to know is they're freaking out, and I know it must be.
Jamie, I think I can help you with this freak out. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. Forgive me for jumping in.
Yeah.
But let's face major reality for you and me and our movement. Probably the greatest thing we've all feared in the last 6 or 8 or 12 years is that Big Brother is out to get us. And it's really true. Though, you know, we have been enemies of the state for daring to oppose Obama or wanting to limit immigration or X, Y, Z. And we know they're out there, and there's lots of people like us who are in jail or had ruined careers, excuse me, you know, because the intelligence community or somebody was snooping on them. And when they found him and said, we have a hot one here, here's a guy who advocates, slowing down immigration or doing something really, really conservative. Ooh. Next thing you know, you've lost your job. So Trump is appointing people at these high-level security positions, and he's at least seems somewhat amenable to us actually communicating with him. Dear Mr. Trump, is your NSA going to snoop on me and put my butt in jail if I happen to oppose ultra-left-wing politics? We don't really know that, but, you know, I'd love to see a Mr. Rogers. I mean, for God's sake, the billions and billions we spend on snooping on everybody – you can't go anywhere without an article saying, you know, Google's looking at you, NSA's looking, they're reading your emails, they're listening to your phone calls, and primarily what they're after is you're an enemy of the state. Now, if you're not with the ultra-left-wing agenda, and if you don't love Big Brother in the United Nations, you're an enemy. So, Mr. Trump, appoint these people, and are you going to let us go about our business without being harassed?
Well, now, and see, here's my of course, we're out here trying to read the tea leaves. The Obama administration is freaking out about the prospect of Admiral Mike Rogers as director of national intelligence. They actually want to fire him as the head of the NSA. That's apparently what they're trying to do right now. Well, that tells me maybe this is a good guy. Then also that Steve Bannon is in there and other brilliant people that do get it, and they like this guy. So this is looking good for me. Let me just do a little sketch here for you folks about how, you know, it's like every day is Christmas now for us. When the most powerful man in the world, how 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 big is that power, you ask? Well, look at this. This appointment, Director of National Intelligence, this man will be in charge of, now get this, I'm just going to read this quickly because none of us has ever read this whole list and thought about it, or a few of us, but this has got a lot to do with power in the world. He's in charge of the of these 16 agencies, intelligence agencies. We don't just have one. We have 16, folks. And I'll just read down the list. There's some on here I didn't know about. The 25th Air Force. That's an intelligence agency. I didn't know that. The 25th Air Force. Okay. Somebody will have to explain that to me. The Intelligence and Security Command, which is part of the U.S. Army. The Central Intelligence Agency. There's one I know about. Pretty big outfit, I'd say. The Coast Guard Intelligence. The Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA. That's what Mike Flynn was in charge of till 2014. Very important. Office of Intelligence and Counterintelligence. Okay. The Office of Intelligence and Analysis. Oh, that first one was in the Energy Department. This next one's in Homeland Security. The Bureau of Intelligence and Research, which is in the State Department. The Office of Terrorism and Financial Intelligence in the Treasury Department. The Office of National Security Intelligence, which is in the Justice Department. The Intelligence Branch, part of the FBI. The Marine Corps Intelligence Agency, self-explanatory. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, part of Defense. The National Reconnaissance Office, Defense. The National Security Agency / Central Security Service, part of Defense. And last, and certainly not least, the Office of Naval Intelligence, founded in 1882. So all of those under this individual who will be appointed by Donald Trump, advised by Stephen Bannon. You know, I'm in hog heaven. It's Christmas every day. it's wonderful.
Hey, James, I'm glad you read that list because lots of those 16s have appeared in the rolling list of RBN articles for abusing their power and, more importantly, coming after us. All 16 of them have been a sworn enemy of us. They've basically been a sworn enemy of white America. So is that going to change hands? It'd be really good if it did.
Yes. Well, the you know, every indication is that's the way it's going. And so there you go. Now, we let us the lines are open, folks, for our last hour. It's 800-313-9443. I want to thank Laura for joining us. But we got open lines now at 313-9443. That's an 800 number. You can call us up. Something I want to just take care of, some of the things that we like to talk about, recurring themes that pertain to the American Freedom Party and this show, such things as the great book that Paul Fromm is now hard at work writing on the plight of white folks in South Africa. We'll talk about that. I'll talk about financing this show and financing the American Freedom Party and financing Paul Fromm's book. I want to get those things done. So let's go first, Paul. Let's go to your book first, Paul. Give the folks a little pep talk about your South Africa book. Why should they want to help fund it? And what can they expect?
Well, I've made two trips to South Africa in 2015 and this past August. My brief was to investigate white genocide. And as you know, a man who's an expert in genocide, in fact, he's the president of Genocide Watch, visited South Africa in November of 2014, and after a one-month tour came back and said that South Africa was in the penultimate stage of genocide, that is, the state just before they start hacking people to death in the streets. So this man's a liberal. So, this is not some, you know, extreme right winger or whatever that is, saying this is a man with solid liberal credentials. So with that as the kind of topic, the American Freedom Party sent me to South Africa in 2015. to investigate that. Anyway, was this over the top? Is it true? What's the situation of our kinfolk in South Africa? And this was no exaggeration. Our people are in the process of being murdered and either squeezed to death or squeezed out. Squeezed into poverty or squeezed out. There is a genocide underway in South Africa. I was back this summer to fill in some of the blanks to do some more interviews. But what I found is 70,000 of our kinsmen have been murdered since 1994, since power was given over to the communists. So in 22 years, 70,000. You have to realize that 70,000 out of about 4.5 million.
Multiply the number to get an American comparable. Multiply it by multiply the number by about 80.
Yeah.
So 80 folks times 70,000. We're talking about here. We're talking about. I'll do the math while you talk. Continue,
yeah.
Paul.
What I found out was that two things are going on. There is great physical violence against whites. Yes, South Africa is a very violent society, very high murder rate, very high rape rate, but there is specific violence targeted against whites with the connivance of the government. This isn't just street crime. Yeah, every country's got its street crime, but this is with the connivance of a communist, white-hating ideology from the very top. That's the first thing. And secondly, whites are being squeezed economically. There is a program called the BEE, the Black Economic Empowerment Program. It's affirmative action on steroids, and it dominates the economy. Government is very big in South Africa, and you cannot be a civil servant or do business with the government, you know, supply textbooks or machinery or services, unless you are BEE compliant, which means 75% of your workforce has to be black, which means not only a very incompetent workforce, but it means that many whites, particularly young whites, there's no job opportunity for them. They may have the skills, they may have the talent, they have the desire, but sorry, we can't hire you because we're looking for a Negro today. And you know, it's the what is bad in America is insane in South Africa, that's the way the whites are being genocided. They're being squeezed economically. Many of them into poverty. I visited camps for homeless whites. Pathetic. It'd make your heart break to see these beautiful little blonde-haired children with, some sort of a skin disease on their faces. Heartbreaking. And this is by policy. This isn't, poverty, because they're losers and can't get a job or that type of thing. They're not allowed. They're in many cases not allowed to have a job. The third thing I've been working on what sort of lesson is this for us? Now, it's yes, I think it's something that should rally us to help our fellow whites, and I'm hoping when the President Trump, as he reviews his foreign policies, will look at this and decide that. Maybe this is time for us to put a quiet word in with the corruptoids in Cape Town and tell them.
Think of this, Paul. He will be appointing an ambassador to South Africa.
Yeah, and with hopefully a new policy agenda. But the other thing it tells us, and that's why a lot of people said this may have been our last chance as white America this election. This shows you what happens when whites become a minority and when whites lose political power. Yes, the numbers are far worse in South Africa than they are in America right now or Canada or Europe, but that's a trend. There was a time almost 100 years ago when whites and blacks were about equal in numbers in South Africa. And population increase among the blacks, largely hated by white medicine and a very poor and permissive immigration policy over the past 20 years has brought this about. And it's not pretty. If we lose political power in North America, our fate will someday be that of our fellow whites in South Africa. So, you know, it's a grim lesson, and that's what I'm working into my book.
Beautiful. And it applies, actually, folks, to every nation of Europeans in the world. All of our European cousins, Argentina is largely white. Australia is overwhelmingly white. America, of course, and Canada. All of our nations, every single one of them, is undergoing the same massive third world invasion, which is the centerpiece of the Obama program. It's the centerpiece of the Hillary Clinton program. It's what was in store for us if Donald Trump had not won this election. Just absolutely open borders. They mocked the idea of building a wall. You know, they're laughing at Trump, these consolidators. You know, how can this guy win the election? A guy who's, ha, 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 a guy who's going to build a wall on the Mexican border. Ha, ha, ha. My goodness, you know, overwhelming all of our nations, and every nation is being overwhelmed. Oh, by the way, and this is where Donald Trump's realization, revealing the three R's, reveal, reject, and replace, he revealed the media as the liars. He called them scum. He used that word. I couldn't believe my. He said sleaze. These people, pointing right at them, are sleaze. And he identified them as part and parcel of the Hillary Clinton campaign. These people are promoting this invasion. They're as a way to destroy, basically destroy the white world, destroy our nations. And it's not as if they're for open borders everywhere, and they want everybody to just have a mishmash of peoples, no identifiable ethnicities anywhere, no cultures, everything just to put them into a mix-master blender and bzz, turn it on high and let it run for 5 minutes, and then whatever you get, you drink that. No, they're not advocating multiculturalism for Nigeria or China or India or any other non-white nation. Not at all. In fact, they're quite happy with the restrictive. Mexico has a very nasty border on the south with Guatemala. They don't allow people to come in from Guatemala, and they treat them very harshly. Liberals find that's fine. That's fine. Any non-white nation that wants to defend itself, that's fine with liberals. It's only for white nations that multiculturalism, multiracialism is a secular religion. So Donald Trump came up against what is the reason these people are crying at the Jacob Javits Center when they realized they were losing is because they're a part of a cult. They're crying because
it's as if the guru has just been died, and maybe not exactly died, but the guru who was supposed to come back with the good news came in blind, drunk, and babbling. He got lost on the way to the mountain.
Yeah, and you've read these stories, folks, about kids at the colleges who are crying, being offered crayons and stuffed animals to comfort them. People crying. There are people hugging each other and crying on the streets of New York.
And they were offered coloring books too.
Yeah,
and then, like the bad children they are, the badly brought up, spoiled, wimpy, deracinated brats that they were, when they started to riot or protest or whatever in Portland a week ago Friday, and smash things and beat up a few Trump supporters, always when they outnumbered them 10 to 1. When the police arrested these folks, I saw pictures of them. I think there were 81 people arrested. Only 5 were non-white. In other words, the people who were throwing a hissy fit of violence were these pampered, overindulged white college kids.
Yeah, we got a break coming up. Lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. See you after the break.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
There you go, folks. He's singing right to you. We're back here with the American Freedom Party Report. And we're in our last half hour or 40 minutes or so. And we've been talking with Paul Fromm, the author and editor, who's putting together a great book on South Africa. And I kind of got off there on a sidetrack of Paul mentioning that South Africa is the – it's you were mentioning – it's the future. What's happened to the 4+ million white folks in South Africa is our future unless we stop it here. And that includes stopping it there. We have to stop. We're like firefighters. You know, you have to fight the flames, stop the fire before it starts burning down your neighborhood. So And of course, just as a matter of duty, we have a duty to our cousins. It's a test of our manhood and womanhood. Are we going to leave 4 million people? Boy, when you read about the farm murders, folks, if you haven't heard about those, the farm murders going on right now in South Africa, where white farmers, these beautiful people, most of them Boers, Dutch descent, Boers, and a unique people of South Africa, with their own wonderful language and culture, have farmed these farms for four centuries in South Africa. They are being murdered, butchered. I don't want to end a show with the kind of imagery that this requires, but these people are being chopped up, children murdered, women murdered, raped, tortured, the most horrible, gruesome things. It's happening as we speak in South Africa right now. There are so many farm murders, folks. It's not something that happens once a month. It's happening on a daily basis in South Africa. And Paul's research has revealed that the press in South Africa is not allowed to even report this. So the South African people themselves are relying. They need Paul's book because they don't have press freedom in South Africa. Go ahead, Paul.
No, that's quite right. And the book is in the process of being written and finished off. And then, we will need to get it published. And, we need money for that. This is not extremely expensive, and with print on demand, it'll be possible to get it out and to get it out there effectively.
Yeah, and folks, this is kind of like Donald Trump. You know, it's one of a kind. There aren't a bunch of Donald Trumps. There aren't a bunch of books on the situation in South Africa. There are none. There are a few good books that touch on the subject and deal with very well. Some good books. We'll talk about them some other time. But there is no general book on what's happening to white folks in South Africa. There's not one. So if you contribute to this book, if you help it come into being, you're not just contributing to yet another good book. It's more important than that. This is a book that doesn't exist, and it's got to be written. Donald Trump, this is something we can do in our movement, our little movement, our cabin next to the 80-story Trump tower is right. That we can get information into the Trump tower. If we get this book on Donald Trump's desk, the man who read Amvesten Niknoyes, which means on the Western Front, no news, that was translated into All Quiet on the Western Front, an anti-war book, folks. This is an anti-war president you just elected. That's his favorite book, written by a veteran of World War I, who'd seen the horror of white people fighting white people, and wrote a book hoping it would never happen again. We got a break. We'll be back with Mitzi in Florida.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before, and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Zypaah.com, and get the deal now.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Back, folks. Wilson singing there with Merle Haggard. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report, and I keep forgetting to tell you folks how you can help with the Paul Fromm's book. The walking around here a little bit in my studio. Here's how you help out. Go to the AmericanFreedomParty.us, the AmericanFreedomParty.us. It's a website. And you'll find a PayPal button, you'll find a mailing address, all the, however you want to contribute, any form of contribution is welcome. Send it in to one of those addresses, credit card, PayPal, whatever, and simply mark it. This is for Paul Fromm's book, or the South Africa book, or the Fromm book. We'll get it when you send that note in, just one word, and we'll be able to tell your contribution is for the book, and then we'll make sure it gets to Paul. Some of his expenses in South Africa actually were personal. He paid for a lot of what he did out of his own pocket. And, Paul, we certainly have got to reimburse you for that, at least. So, folks, you can help that way. Anything you wanted to add on that, Paul? Come in, Paul. We may have lost our connection to Paul. George, are you there?
George is here.
Okay, I think we might have lost our connection to Paul. Go ahead and send in your contribution, folks, to help on Paul's book. And one of the things I mentioned, I wish Paul were here so he could react to it. I mentioned that Donald Trump will be appointing a new ambassador to South Africa. Every president does that, you know, all new ambassadors. The guy who's in there now, just to show you what a change this is going to be, his name is Patrick Gaspard. And I'm reading it off his Wikipedia article. Born in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is neither democratic nor a republic, to Haitian parents, Gaspard moved with his parents to the United States when he was 3 years old. Well, that's kind of sounds like a euphemism there. He moved. Like he got into a moving truck. They moved with their furniture from wherever they were, either the non-democratic, non-republic of the Congo or Haiti, either of those hellholes. I'm willing to bet a dollar to a donut. They illegally entered the United States. And he's been prominent in the Democratic Party, in the Service Employees Union. He's been a community organizer, same thing that Barack Obama called himself, a community organizer, like Bill Ayers. And he was made ambassador to South Africa. So this guy is a fellow red, like Barack Obama. And, of course, he does not report on the genocide going on in South Africa. Donald Trump's appointee will see it, and he'll report it to his president. And he'll have Paul Fromm's book to help document it. Just noticing here, and by the way, if you don't recognize that reference to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, that's what, when I was a kid, we called the Belgian Congo. And guess what that country has grown to? And then it got called Zaire, and now it's the Democratic Republic of the Congo, now numbering 82 million people. Great.
Being like bunnies on steroids.
Great balls of fire, 82 million people. And folks, let me tell you what a wonderful place this is. You know, they had a war in 1996 called the Congolese Civil War. You'd never heard of it, did you? I mean, it's you don't even know this stuff is going on. New York Times is not going to report it. Guess how many people died, at least this number, died in the Congolese Civil Wars in 1996? 5.4. Next word is going to be, yes, million. 5.4 million people, and they were killed in the same way that people are being killed in South Africa now. They were butchered. This is butchery. This is savagery. This is hell. I read a magazine article by somebody who went up the Congo River to go through what used to be the Belgian Congo from 1908 to 1960, when the Belgians were forced out.
The same internationalists, a coalition of the One World Order people and the communists forced them out, and a fair number of whites were massacred in the Congo.
Yes. And this individual, this reporter, went up the Congo River to just see what the heck's going on, you know, in this darkest heart of Africa, which none of us know anything about, but it's, you know, and he said, let me tell you what it's like. in the former Belgian Congo. There is not one school. There is not one, you know, by our standards, there's not one school. There's not one factory. Nothing is made. Nothing. No prices. There are no products from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They don't make anything. There are no services. There are no utilities. It is completely degenerated into chaos, murder, and starvation. And there are 82 million people, as you say, breeding like bunnies. That's 82 million. That's more than the population of Germany. It's almost the population of Japan. And they're just going to keep going. They're going to keep. Yep. Go ahead.
And what they've what the government has done recently in Zaire or the Congo is they've invited white farmers from South Africa. They've given them land and guarantees and so on. That is how badly they have collapsed. They now 50 some years later realize they need the white man, and they've actually been offering farms to white South Africans, some of whom are taking them. That's how dangerous South Africa has become. But even the Congo looks good now that there's at least in the Western Congo a certain degree of kind of sort of law and order. There's still a low level conflict going on in the Eastern Congo. But
wow, and Paul has got this detail, folks. Paul is our reporter in Africa. Let's go to two of our callers in Florida, Mitzi and Patricia. Let's start with Mitzi. You're on the air, Mitzi.
Good afternoon, James. Great show, and I really enjoy Paul's work, and I'm looking forward to his book on enlightening us about the problems for white genocide in South Africa. But I wanted to make a comment, about the United States. I mean, if you go to any kind of U.S. post office pretty much in any town, it's not – there are no white workers. They're either black or they're from another country. They're Haitian or – from some of the black nation, and I wanted to make a comment about the protesters. Besides some of them getting paid and some of them being, from liberal colleges, some of the people participating in that, they're contacted through social media and their cell phones and texted. But they're the kids that are the children that have suffered from the decline of the middle class and the decline in jobs. And the breakdown of the family. I mean, these kids have no guidance or anything, and they will, riot, vandalize, break stuff just because it's something to do, and it's a social event for them, too. But if Trump talks about wanting to fix the schools, which I think is great, if he fixes the economy, he will fix the schools. With the breakdown, of the family and the loss of jobs, the free and reduced lunch rate has been up in schools across the United States. And that's directly related to, student achievement. There's so many kids today, they don't have stable families. So they're attracted to these groups, and they will break things. And, they're white kids, too. They're not just black kids. But it's tied to the economy. And there's the white middle class has been hurt in this country with the loss of jobs, and you have such a breakdown in the family that you have kids, you have pockets of in society that are so disenfranchised that they're willing to just wreak havoc because that's something to do. And it's also when you have the breakdown of the family, you have domestic violence, and you have mental illness too. Because there's so much poverty. There's a lot of poverty, and that's really why Donald Trump won. The elites, they have their houses, they have their cars, they have their jobs. It's a lot of people are really hurting. You just have to look at the free and reduced lunch rate. It's risen in the United States in all districts. I mean, some districts there's some well-to-do, but then in another part of the district, there's like dire poverty, and you think it's a third world nation. So, I just wanted to say that there's a lot of, that some of the people that are attracted to these protests, they don't need a reason at all. They're just going to join in because they're disenfranchised.
Mitzi, it's what the Bolsheviks did in Russia. Paul, by the way, Paul is one of the great writers on this subject. He's on the Frankfurt School, and on what their work is destroying institutions, destroying cultural bonds, destroying the family, destroying churches. The Bolsheviks in Russia, they took priests and just hung the priests, burned the churches, or turned them into headquarters for commissars or Soviet museums. These same Bolsheviks, actually the descendants. Michael Medved is a descendant of some of these Bolsheviks. My old high school classmate. A lot of them emigrated from Russia when they got very unpopular there between 1885 and 1910. They've emigrated into the United States, and they brought this same destructive desire to destroy our society with them. So, I mean, that's what they're doing. And unfortunately, we let them take over our schools. What dumb bunnies we were. And, while we were napping, they were taking over the schools, and they've turned out these generations of kids who are disoriented, confused, propagandized. Go ahead, Mitzi.
I think you're right. And I hear Trump, interviewing people like Michelle Rhee, and I just think, oh, please don't make her, why don't you just disband the Department of Education? Before we had it, we were doing better. But, with the whole choice thing and the charter schools, some of these charter schools are run by radical Islamic, and they're teaching Sharia law. There's a guy, Gulen, out of Pennsylvania, and he's opened 150 charter schools, Gulen schools in the United States. We don't have elected boards, we don't know, but they're using taxpayers. And there's other charter schools, they're businesses, and they take taxpayers' money, and then they close, and the taxpayer loses the money. So the charter school and the choice is not, the real secret is improve the economy, strengthen the American family, have jobs, and I think you'll improve a lot of these things, and you won't have kids so disenfranchised that they'll want to riot, and they have no... there's no traditional values taught about respect and all of those.
Yes. We can even simplify it. The real solution is, I'm not being silly here, folks. I'm going to explain myself. The real solution is elect. Now, you can fill in the blank there. Fill in your own name. Elect Mitzi to be president of the United States. We just did that. In other words, these great ideas that you have, Mitzi, they are in the head of Donald Trump. So he was saying out on the campaign trail, hey, as soon as I walk into the Oval Office, bingo, out goes Common Core. And I can tell you, go ahead.
That was the biggest crock. I'm a former educator. The biggest crock of pie-in-the-sky idealistic mayhem, and that was brought in not by the Democrats, but by George Bush.
Yeah, Common Core, folks. I have an 11-year-old who's bringing home her Common Core homework. It is, I'm pretty smart. I did pretty well in school, straight A's. Member of Mensa. I'll tell you what, I can't make heads or tails of my daughter's homework. The math, it's impossible. I was trying to explain long division to her yesterday because they never told her what long division is. How can you do math without knowing long division? And it's just a mush of garbage. And so I told my daughter, honey, don't worry about it. These textbooks and these courses, which the teachers don't want to teach, I'm sure most of the teachers they can't speak out. It's absolute political correctness inside of school. So can a teacher say, I don't like this Common Core that's coming in from Washington? No, they can't. They have to just teach it and smile. And or they get fired like Paul Fromm, who got fired from his teaching job for not just smiling, but speaking out a little bit, a lot, actually. Lost his career. So, my gosh. So, Mitzi, there you go. Thank you, Mitzi.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Great show. And to thank Paul Fromm for his great work. Have a great day. Bye.
Very much, Ritzy.
Let's go, still in Florida, to our great kinsman in Florida, who you folks down there elected Donald Trump. Without Florida, it wouldn't have happened. Patricia, you're on the air.
Hey, yay. Yay for Trump. I have, as we were talking, I'm coming up with more things, and I'm trying to be quick. According to your statistics of 70,000 people killed in 22 years, that would average 8.7 per day for 22 years. Okay.
Yeah, but remember, in a with only 4 million white people in South Africa, multiply that times about, there are 200 million of us here, so multiply that by 50. And so you're talking, it's staggering number of murders and rapes, by the way, in South Africa. We've got a little break right here. Stay with us. Stay with us, Patricia. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're back, folks. This is our final segment on our Sunday extravaganza, 3 hours of Patriot Radio. This is the American Freedom Party Report. You've been listening to Paul Fromm from Canada and George from Maryland. I'm James Kelso. I'm coming to you from North Dakota. And by the way, let me give you one more address here. If you like the show and you want to help us keep it going throughout the entire Trump presidency of 8 years, here's how you can help out. Send a contribution in any configuration, cash, check, money order, you name it. Put it in an envelope and send it to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. That's 56721. And I'll try to put in a note there. I can give you a little credit or make a mention. Any note you put in there, I'll follow your instructions. But you will be directly contributing to the cost of keeping this show on the air, which, and is, by the way, you're getting a lot of cluck for your book, as you are with Paul Fromm's book. It's not going to cost that much to self-publish his book, which is what everybody does today, and it's wonderful. It's really helping the Patriot cause. And this show doesn't cost that much to keep on the air. So if even if you make a small contribution, it really will help. It really will be noticed. And you're getting John Stadtmiller, the creator of Republic Broadcasting, is reaching lots of people with his network. And so when you call into the show, when you help the show stay on the air, you are reaching lots of people. Your dollar is very effective, as is the case with Paul Fromm's book. We've got Patricia on the line still, and we just have a couple of minutes left. We're just wrapping up, Patricia. Could you give us a last thought?
Okay, Paul gave some great websites for South Africa a few Sundays ago, and they were horrifying, absolutely wonderful and quite eye-opening. So I wonder if you could give those again. And does Paul want to become ambassador, possibly?
Well, I'm not an American citizen, so I think that might be a problem. You know, I don't have those websites in front of me right now, but if you want to email me, paul@paulfromm.com.
Well, I wanted other people to see him. I wanted other people to hear about it. So maybe you'll mention it in all of your shows. People need to see this or they will not understand how comprehensive this is.
I'll do that. Thanks. Good
Patricia.
Okay, and number two on the...
Patricia, okay. We won't have time to get to number two. But thank you for your number one. I will get those websites for you and Paul in the next installment or future installment. We'll go through them slowly and carefully so people can find out about South Africa, the truth about South Africa, the same way that Donald Trump is going to find it out. And boy, watch him. Watch the ashtray fly across the room when Donald Trump reads what's really going on in South Africa. I'll bet you he, as brilliant as he is, he's got to live with the same garbage media we have, so he probably does not know all of what Paul Fromm will be reporting. We'll be back here reporting to you tomorrow night from 9 to 10 p.m. on the Trump Phenomenon. See you then.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stadtmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA. NNARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.